What is up, everybody, and welcome to the tailgate. This is Tailgate Talks, and we are recording. It's a Wednesday night, July 23rd, episode number 258, and today we're doing our very own version of the ESPYs. It's the Texas Texpies, I guess we can call them.
The Texpies.
The Texpies. And we're giving out some awards as, you know, the entirety of the athletic season is done. So we're going to take a look back at some of the best moments, some of the best players, some of the best, you know, coaching teams and all of that good stuff to recognize the athletic season had by all. So we got some categories that we're going to go through, hand out some Texpies. Reminisce on the seasons that were, and then, you know, we'll look ahead to next year and some future nominees that we can possibly be having. So, with all that said, let's go ahead and get into this week's episode.
Get your guns up, Red Raider Nation. Let's go.
All right, so without further ado, let's begin our first ever Texpies. We thought of this, you know, it's been summer, it's been slow, we've been doing our summer six-packs, but the other night the ESPYs were on, and we thought this would be a good opportunity to try to recognize some Texas Tech moments throughout the past athletic season, as we are now a little over a month away from the next season starting for Texas Tech football. The women's soccer is right around the corner, so a new season is upon us. So let's look back, remember what some fun moments from last season, honor some athletes, honor some coaches, and have a good time. Dustin, your thoughts before we kick off the first award?
Yeah, I just thought this, watching the ESPYs last week, this would be a really good, you know, summation of what Tech sports went through this last year, especially individually. A lot of good nominees and teams this year. Overall, a really great season from Tech athletics in 24-25. So it'd be fun to kind of reminisce on those players and teams.
Yeah, this exercise was nice to kind of think back on that, because
yes,
I was trying to think.
It's all good stuff.
It's all fun moments that you're trying to remember and think about, and fun moments to think about, and oh yeah, that happened. And sometimes it's hard to think like football because it felt so long ago and you're so close. Yeah. Like you're like, oh yeah, what happened this football season? So but we've got some fun awards, some fun nominees that we'll kind of get to talk about. There's obviously some teams that'll be mentioned here several times. Teams that had very successful seasons. Some teams might not get a mention just because really bad seasons, like Texas Tech baseball, where you're not going to mention you at all. So, sorry to those teams.
And shout out to Shelby on Seeing Scarlet for helping us with some women's nominations and moments and stuff to enlighten us in our list and our nominations.
Enlighten us while we are diehard Texas Tech fans. We also live lives and have jobs and have not able to catch every single event, but we do have friends out there who are able to help us in certain areas of weakness. And so shout out to Shelby for doing that. But so without further ado, let's kick it off to our first award, which is going to be Dustin's to hand out.
Yes, our first Texpy to give out is going to be Breakthrough Athlete. So this may not be the star of the team or the show, but came on really strong to contribute to their teams. Mm-hmm. For most of these, we have three or four nominations from various sports. Some of these will be mixed, male and female, like this one. So start us off here. We have Christian Anderson of men's basketball, true freshman, had a really good true freshman season, especially as a guard in the Big 12 with the defenses played there, and held his own very well and really came out strong towards the second half of Big 12 play and the tournament. Is a really big contributor and shot maker. Second on the list is Haley Toney of women's softball. True freshman shortstop, started every game, I believe, and had a really solid season and then a very clutch postseason. Hit the team's first ever home run in the College World Series. And then had a lot of big hits and home runs during that College World Series run. Caleb Douglas, men's football. Florida transfer wide receiver. He was your number two guy, but started off the year a little injured off and on, but had a really great second half of the season, contributing a lot. Was your leading receiver in a few of those games down the stretch. Some of these names on the women's side are also going to trip me up.
Yeah, this one specifically.
Taylor Zdrusky of women's soccer. Women's soccer finished second in the Big 12, and she led the team with 10 goals on their way to going to the second round of the tournament there. And our winner for Breakthrough Athlete for the Texas Bee is going to be Haley Tony of women's softball. So congratulations, Haley Tony.
Congratulations, Haley. You're our first ever Tech. Your first ever home run in the College World Series, and then our first ever Texby Award winner, Haley Tony. Yeah, very deserving. She came on, like you said, a clutch postseason from her, not only just hitting, but in the field as well. So thought it was she deserved this honor, but those other names are great names. Obviously, Christian Anderson, Caleb Douglas, Taylor Zdrusky. I think the other key thing in this is they set themselves up for this next season to where they're kind of household names.
Like definitely.
Caleb Douglas set himself up to be your number one receiver.
Yep.
Christian Anderson to be your point guard one. Haley Tony to be a key piece that you didn't go seek someone to fill her role. And, you know, obviously scoring 10 goals in soccer is pretty impressive. So congrats to Haley Tony on winning the Breakthrough Athlete for the 2024-2025 seasons. Our second award is going to be a men's moment. So this is a moment from a men's sporting event this past season that left us wowed, dumbfounded, had us up out of our seat and cheering. And so we've got three moments for this that are in the running. We've got moment Texas Tech men's basketball is going to be mentioned here twice. When they're your most successful men's sport, they're going to get mentioned a lot more often. But their first nominee is Texas Tech men's basketball victory over Houston at Houston at the time, undefeated at home, undefeated in the Big 12 Conference. So not only did getting the win there was huge, but if you recall from that game, JT Toppin was ejected early on in that game. And Coach McCaslin ejected right after. So you lost not only the Big 12 Player of the Year in the first minutes of the game, but also your coach. Extremely shorthanded in this game, but fought and won a gritty overtime game against Houston that really put this team on the map. So that was a big moment. The next nominee is also a men's basketball moment, and it is the Elite Eight comeback over Arkansas. In the Sweet 16 comeback to reach the Elite Eight, defeating Arkansas. I think you were down by as many as 16 points in this game. You were down by 13 points with like 4 minutes left. You're able to come back, beat the Razorbacks. Darian Williams hits a clutch three to tie the game to send it to overtime, and then hit the corkscrew basket to get you the victory in what was a huge comeback win, put you in the Elite Eight, set you up to make a Final Four. A huge moment there. And our last nominee is going to be the Texas Tech football team, who defeated at the time an undefeated Iowa State Cyclone team up in Ames, Iowa. Not typically a place that you play very well. And what was kind of an ugly game going back and forth. Not a whole lot from the offenses. Your defense was able to hold Rocco Beck and the Iowa State offense. Taj Brooks broke free for a touchdown to seal the victory for you down the stretch of the fourth quarter. Was a huge victory on the road for the Texas Tech football team, kind of the defining victory, I think, of last season when you think of it. And so that gets the nominee there. So without further ado, the men's moment of the year, we're going with the 16-point comeback win over Arkansas in the Sweet 16 to reach the Elite Eight. So this was a toss-up for me between Houston and the Arkansas, but reaching the Elite Eight, which is a place you've only had been to twice before, that's just kind of what sets this moment on top, even though that Houston one was oh so sweet at the time.
Yeah, Houston one was huge, but you were in that game the whole time, despite being down your best two attributes of your team. But yeah, just the improbability of the comeback. And to do it against a guy like Coach Cal and that kind of pretty talented team was pretty special.
Yeah, special moment indeed. And so that gets the nod for men's moment of the year. We'll come back to other men's plays of the year, but next we got the women's moment of the year, Dustin.
Women's moment. This is where Shelby really helped me out. So shout out to her again for seeing Scarlett. Check them out for your women's coverage. But four nominees here. Women's basketball and Bailey Maupin in the Big 12 tournament. Women's basketball was not seeded very highly, so this was a huge game. But Bailey Maupin had a block on one end, stepped over the girl, got it down the floor for Fritz for a three, and the women's basketball upset Utah in the Big 12 tournament. Next is women's soccer, the NCAA tournament first round. So it's also a home game, which is pretty cool. Macy Blackburn cross field pass to Taylor Zadrewski for the header to go up 2-0, which would initially win you the game 2-1. Macy also set a school record in career assist this season, as long as Taylor, who we mentioned earlier, with 10 goals on the year. So huge, huge play and win there. I looked that one up on YouTube to go find that one. It's pretty cool. Track, women's track. Timotope wins the national high jump event for Texas Tech. That is also our third women's high jump national championship there. So big win for her. Mm-hmm. And then last, women's tennis. I am not going to try to say her last name, quite frankly. Kate. But Kate, who was our best women's tennis athlete, she clinched the Big 12 regular and tournament season titles with the final point in both matches. So that was pretty cool. But our women's moment winner is going to go to Macy Blackburn and Taylor Zadrowski for their women's soccer play cross field header to help us win the game and advance the round of 32.
All right. Shout out to the soccer ladies there. They had some other obvious nominations. We're going to get to those a little bit later.
Yes.
As we kind of said before, we didn't want just the one sport to dominate everything. We wanted to get some other people some mentions, and so this was a category.
I'll be real honest. My women's moments here were really the backups to the women's plays section category.
Yeah.
So there weren't as many moments, like game-wise, as men's basketball had. But these were great plays and overall games, so we got them in somewhere.
Yeah, I got to get them in, and yeah, the women's plays is stacked. It's a stacked category. So this had to give some other teams some love there. So shout out to the women's soccer for getting on the board with the Texpy in the inaugural Texpies. All right. Next up is we're going with the play of the year. So play of the year is a mixed. Yeah. So this is a fun one. So as we mentioned, certain plays might have been left out of the moments there. They're going to get their nod here. This is a mixed gender, so this is all sports that we're doing for this award and the player of the year or the play of the year. So let's start off with women's softball team. Of course, we missed out on some of their moments here, but that's because some of these plays are so iconic they had to be mentioned here. First play, first nominee, women softball team stealing home against, I believe it was Ole Miss.
UCLA.
It was UCLA or was it? UCLA. It was UCLA. It was against UCLA in the College World Series. A huge moment in this game. It was 0-0 at the time. Looking to scratch a run across the board. And you just caught the pitcher catcher off guard. Stole home. Stole a run.
And the under the legs was cool.
The under the leg slide was cool. Jerry Glasgow with a ballsy call there to do it, and it worked out. Unfortunately, UCLA tied it right after, but then your breakthrough athlete of the year, Taylor Toney, came up and hit that home run to put you on top and ultimately win that game. But it was just a really cool play. You saw it all around Twitter, so had to get the nod. Men's basketball getting a nod. Chance McMillan. I mean, you think of all the plays from the basketball season, there's a lot of fun plays, but there's one that just sticks out to me more than all the others, and it's Chance McMillan's three straight threes against Baylor where he turned around and Steph curried it on his last one, which was a beyond the NBA range deep three, and he just turned with the ball midair and swished. The crowd went nuts afterward. It was just one of those moments where you're in the arena. Very few moments have felt like that. Just a really cool moment. So I want to give Chance the shout out there for just an incredible display of shooting. And the Steph Curry touch was nice. Next up, women's softball yet again. The walk off to slay the mighty Sooners in the College World Series to advance to the College World Series final. Your first ever appearance in the College World Series final knocked off. What made this moment big? The back-to-back-to-back-to-back reigning national champions. So you stopped them from a five-peat, stopped a dynasty, and maybe starting your own. And so just a really cool moment for those ladies and all of Red Raider Nation watching that. And then men's basketball getting another nod here with Darian Williams' game winner against Arkansas. Already mentioned earlier, his little corkscrew to put the ball in, give you the two-point lead. You're able to hold on after that and get the win. Just a huge bucket there to complete that huge comeback, make that game so memorable, send you to the Elite Eight. Obviously, Darian Williams no longer plays for Texas Tech, but still a great moment nonetheless. But our play of the year goes to the softball team. It goes to Lauren Allred's walk-off winner. She hit the line out, got Mia Davis home to score the game-winning run to knock off the Oklahoma Sooners, stop their five-peat, and send yourself to your first ever Women's College World Series final. Had Red Raider Nation just buzzing. It was just an extremely cool moment, an extremely cool win, and just a moment that will live on in Texas Tech history.
Yeah, to go to your first finals, that's got to be the winner, because this was a hard category to try to pick from.
Yeah.
Because we were obviously there when Chance went off on Baylor. I actually watched it about a month ago. It was on ESPNU. Turned the game on, and it was on that part. I was like, oh, hell yes.
Perfect time. Yeah.
And Steele was so cool. But, yeah, to beat OU basically in their home arena and to advance to your first finals was very, very cool. Best play and moment and encapsulated the whole year by far.
Encapsulated the whole year. Had us all up late that night on Twitter just trying to get every morsel of video footage content that we could.
Just
one of those moments, like beating Gonzaga to go to the Final Four for the first time, just like moment that I'll remember forever watching that happen. So that's going to get the nod for the play of the year. Congrats to Lauren Allred, Mia Davis, and the softball team on that one. So next up is record-breaking performance. So Dustin's going to take this one and the Coach of the Year, which follows.
Yeah, so record-breaking performance. This one we had to throw in basically just for the winner. But the other nominees in this one, I already mentioned Taylor and Macy of women's soccer. Macy breaking the career assist record for season. Taylor with this led to 10 goals. And then Mia Davis and Nyjah Kennedy on women's softball both had – great break record breaking years. Nyjah with a lot of records of her own, which can't wait to see her add on to that next year. Mia Davis had an amazing year in the field and batting for you. But the easy winner and reason we made this category, had to give this award out, was for Taj Brooks breaking and setting the all-time football rushing record for Texas Tech. We talked about it to begin last year in August. When could he do it? Would he do it? When would he do it? Would Zach Kittley let him do it? But he initially did. Had an amazing season for you. Was by far the highlight of your football team. And great record for him to have and break this year.
Yeah, just really special moment for him, one that we had all knew was a chance for him to break. It was kind of one of the things riding into the season, like we're going to get him the record. And
yeah,
you know, a lot of times stuff like that doesn't happen for injuries or whatever reasons. And luckily he was able to do that. That's a really great player. One of the guys that you want to see succeed at that kind of level and just carried this team for the last couple years, did it every game, was as consistent as a player I've ever seen put on that Texas Tech uniform. And so, had to give Taj Brooks a special shout out for breaking the all-time rushing record at Texas Tech in this year's record-breaking performance nominee or champion.
So Coach of the Year next up. This is kind of a loaded category also. This one probably goes right behind play of the year in loaded categories. So got four coaches here. Great, great programs for us here. First off, Wes Kittley, track and field, dominated this year.
Yeah.
Dominated. Coming off last year's men's outdoor championship, national championship, comes into this year, wins the Big 12 men's and women's, indoor and outdoor, all four of them. No problem there. So swept the Big 12 in that. Tom Stone, women's soccer. They had a great, great season. He's been building a great program for the last five or so years. They got second in the Big 12. Mentioned a couple of their ladies already. Won their first round game in the tournament. Grant McCaslin, men's basketball. He's only in his second year. Comes up, gets second in the Big 12 with a pretty decent transfer class. Brought in the Big 12 player of the year, JT Toppin, as well. And Christian Anderson is a true freshman, coaching him up, and made it all the way to the Elite Eight. And lastly, and our winner of Coach of the Year, got to go to Jerry Glasgow of women's softball. Only in his first year. Previous coach left to be an assistant on another team. It didn't make it as far as you. And won the Big 12, brought in Nigel Kennedy, went through, swept every regional and supers, and then made it to the College World Series finals and final game there. And then added on and built an amazing transfer class to go into this 25 and 26 year to try to win that College World Series championship. So congrats to Jerry Glasgow on Coach of the Year.
Yeah, congrats to Jerry Glasgow, who is already a Texas Tech coaching legend in just his one season here, doing something that program has never done.
Yeah.
Is going to get you that award pretty much every single time. and now set up for the future and a chance to maybe win this one next year too.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, just a great coaching job by him. Pulled all the right strings in the postseason when he needed to, and got you to a place you had never been before. So congrats, Jerry Glasgow, the Tech Speak Coach of the Year. Next up, we're moving along to our men's most valuable player from this past athletic season. So some big names on this list, starting off with the prior mentioned Taj Brooks, your all-time leading rusher for Texas Tech. He had 286 carries for 1,505 yards, averaged 136.8 yards a game. Like we said, the epitome of consistency at the running back position of a player at Texas Tech. A hell of a season from him, including a record-breaking performance. From men's basketball, JT Toppin, 18.2 points per game, 9.4 rebounds per game, just a tick shy of averaging a double-double, 55.4 field goal percentage, Big 12 Player of the Year, an award that we don't have a whole lot of in men's basketball, and he got those honors for his performance last year and carrying a basketball team all the way to the Elite Eight, just on the cusp of a Final Four. But a very competitive men's basketball team that was really fun to watch, not including a 40 piece that he dropped against Arizona State. Next up, back to the football team, Jacob Rodriguez, the leader on the defensive side of the ball. And while it was a tough season defensively, Jacob Rodriguez was the bright spot on that side of the ball. 127 tackles.
Wow.
That's a lot. I was like, that's crazy.
I didn't know that. 11
tackles for loss, 5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, 1 interception. Just an incredible season from him doing – it felt like he was like the only guy out there sometimes running around, making tackles, making things happen for you when you needed things to happen. Punching out the fumble in the Arizona game that sealed the victory for you there. So, Jacob Rodriguez, the defensive MVP, gets the nod there. And lastly, I think there is a competition here, but because he's going to be a Red Raider for life, Chance McMillan had to get the nod for me on this final spot. It was between him and Darian, yeah. But I had to go with Chance because Darian left us. Whatever way that happened.
I like it.
You know, So Chance McMillan gets the final nod for men's MVP here. Averaged 14.2 points per game, 52% field goal percentage, 43.3% from three, 88.5% from the free throw line. He was just shy of a 50-40-90 season. That's a kind of incredible shooting season that Chance McMillan had. Obviously, a very fun player to watch. It was sad to see him miss some of the NCAA tournament games, but he gutted out the Florida game, had a very impactful game for you in that Elite Eight game. As we mentioned, the Baylor game where he goes off for three threes. He had some incredible shooting displays in his tenure here at Texas Tech. Great season from him last year, enough to earn him all Big 12 second team. So Chance McMillan getting the final nomination there. And the winner of the men's MVP for the 2024-2025 season goes to JT Toppin. When you're Big 12 Player of the Year and leading a Texas Tech basketball season team almost to the Final Four, sorry, you got to get the nod there. Taj Brooks obviously gets legendary status. That's why we had to give him the record-breaking performance. But JT Toppin led a team to second place in the Big 12. Three seed in the NCAA tournament, and as we mentioned, just shy of reaching a Final Four. So JT Toppin gets a nod for men's MVP.
Yeah, I was really torn on this one, and I wanted to see what you would highlight and go with, because most valuable to his team was Taj because of kind of how our football team was this year. Very, you know, kind of in the middle type and no defense. So, but yeah, I think Toppin, when you win Big 12 Player of the Year, that really puts you over the top to win this award.
I think that's got to make a little bit of a difference there. Obviously Taj is a legend, but at the same time, it's you saw us reach a level in basketball that we've, you know, rarely reached. You know, it's something that we're happening more often nowadays, but I think you got to get the nod for that.
Random thought now. They got to put Taj in the Ring of Honor, don't they, at some point?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like that should be pretty easy, right?
I mean, you can't remember this era of Texas Tech football without mentioning Taj Brooks' as a name. So,
anyway, how like offensive-centric you've been in the last 25 years and him to be the leading rusher.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty big. Like, yeah, and just the kind of guy he is, too.
Yeah, a record I really didn't think would be broken.
Yeah. Yeah, and like that's the other thing in today's day and age of, you know, committee backfields, you know, and multiple guys, two or three or even four running backs playing at a time, like in injuries, like that's going to be hard to break ever.
Yeah, I feel like this will be a record that
was. And to be here that as long as he was, so. And transfer, yeah,
transfer portal, all of that stuff. It's a record that I would be very, very shocked if it was to ever be broken. So, I would put him in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, random thought. But anyways, let's move on to the women's MVP after the men's there. Three nominees here. It's going to be a very easy award to give away, we all know. But needed to recognize a couple other ladies on this list that we've mentioned before. I'm going to try to say their names just out of respect. But women's track and field, Timotope Adanisha, national champion in high jump for you. Obviously, we swept Big 12 in those areas, so she was by far your best women's track athlete. Women's tennis, your best tennis athlete here. Yekaterina Dmytrenko?
I think that's as close as we're going to get.
That's pretty solid, I think. 24-5 overall record this year. On the tennis court is an insane number. And won Big 12 tennis titles, like I mentioned earlier, had the final point for you in those matches. And obviously, the best player for you on the women's side this year, Nyjah Kennedy, women's softball. Incredible season, transfer from Stanford, pitcher, and improved her hitting a ton this year, which made her a great, great player. But 34 wins. A sub-1 ERA, I think it was a .94. That's ridiculous. So, like, good luck scoring one run is basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome to have to say every game. 300-plus strikeouts, led the team in home runs. Like I said, she really improved on her hitting this year. Big jump for her there. Big 12 Player of the Year and NCAA Pitcher of the Year. I believe in some of the other awards, she ended up second runner-up in, or runner-up in the Player of the Year, which she won last year. So Nigel Kennedy, your Women's Softball Player of the Year, and will be returning next year.
Yeah, the easy pick there, the million-dollar athlete, as everybody will mention when saying her name.
we were going to try to get through without mentioning that.
I'm sorry, it's required if you're talking into a microphone. No, she was
very media
incredible.
Of you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, everybody out there, that we hit our quota. Yeah, it's just mighty impressive to watch her, and what she did in the postseason was incredible to carry this team the way she did, having to pitch just every single game. And so, yeah, great performance from her. All of the accolades and everything, well-deserved. Can't wait to watch her gear it up for another year, which is the best part of that, is that we get her back for another year. So shout out to Nigel Kennedy, the women's MVP. And that gets us to our final Texpy
for
this year. That is the team of the year. Once again, this is a mixed category. So this is the best teams from the 2024-2025 season. Starting off, men's basketball. Of course, we've talked about them. They've won some awards already tonight. Second in the Big 12 in the regular season, an Elite Eight finish, that close to a Final Four. If 28-9 overall record, 15-5 conference record, winning the most conference games in a regular season. JT Toppin, Big 12 Player of the Year. Grant McCaslin doing what he does with this team in his second year. So shout out to the men's basketball team. Track and field, also getting a nod. Big 12 men and women's indoor and outdoor champs. So a bunch of Big 12 championships hauled in by these guys. I can't remember. They didn't win the indoor national this year, correct?
No, they won outdoor last year.
I was trying to remember. For some reason, I was thinking that was this year. But nonetheless, they're always competing for national championships, and right now dominating the Big 12 in the indoors and the outdoors. So the program to beat in the Big 12 in track is your Texas Tech men's and women's programs right now. Wes Kittley doing what he does with that program, always being nationally relevant. And the soccer, women's soccer, of course, getting the nod here. Second in the Big 12, won a first round tournament game, a 15-5-2 overall record, 8-1-2 in Big 12 play. Getting that second place in the Big 12, having a chance to win an outright Big 12 is always a big thing. Unfortunately, didn't get done, but it was quite a fun season. Got to host an NCAA tournament at home. So pretty cool for the ladies in their season. And that leads us to our team of the year. They've been hauling in the awards all night, and once again we'll haul in the team of the year, Texpy. That's the softball team, your winners of the Big 12 regular season title, the Big 12 postseason title, a first ever trip to the College World Series, the first ever trip to the College World Series final, award after award for this team. Big 12 pitcher, player of the year, national pitcher of the year, Nigel Kennedy, Jerry Glasgow, coach, Big 12 coach of the year, just nonstop. First team All-Americans, second team All-Conference players. The awards don't stop. It was an incredible season, an incredible ride that all of Texas Tech Nation got to enjoy. Unfortunately, came up just short, but this will be a season to be remembered for a long, long time, a team to be remembered for a long, long time. And so have to give the ladies the nod here for the team of the year.
Yeah, easy pick there. Men's basketball finishing basically second in our eyes there. Yeah. But yeah, softball had an incredible season and looking to build on it for sure.
Yeah, looking to build on it, immediately hit the portal.
Before you're even
done. Loaded up already. Teams loading up. And ruling today, or there was a ruling today that basically NIL is kind of here to stay.
Yeah, so there's no rules again.
So there's no rules
which
again.
Which is great.
We're rich.
You know who made this rule? Cody Campbell.
Cody Campbell.
Which is what we need.
We're right. Yeah, you thought you had us, everybody, but no, we're still here. We're still going to be here. And so that does it for our 2024-2025 Tech Speeds. Congratulations to all our nominees, to all our athlete nominees, our coaching nominees, all our plays. Thanks for the exciting moments. Thanks for the joy that you brought us. And congratulations to all our first-year winners of Tech Speeds. Dustin, let's kind of look at the future this year. This is shaping up to be, I think, one of the most important athletic seasons, maybe in just like school history, when you consider the amount of money that has been spent on programs like Texas Tech football, like softball, like men's basketball. There's desperation with programs like Texas Tech baseball, women's basketball right now. There's building teams like the soccer team last year. How can they build off that performance? Track and field's obviously here to stay. Golf's always competitive. What are your thoughts as we head into what is going to be a very big, a very targeted season, as we're pretty much targets on our back, it feels like, in every sport?
Yeah, you become the bad guys with NIL. Started with softball this year, but you had success, so it's like, so what?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be the bad guys, I guess.
Cool. We'll play for national championships while you're at home. Cool.
But yeah, I expect this list to be more loaded come next year, mostly because football should make a big jump.
Yeah.
Should. You've brought in a lot of pieces. You've retained a lot of coaching staff, even though you turned over both coordinators. But you brought in a lot of big-time players. And by big, I mean they're really good and they're very large.
And they're very large.
If you've not seen Lee Hunter, go look him up. Yeah. He's massive. But I expect it to be loaded there. Men's basketball, we don't expect much of a come down there. I mean, expecting Elite Eight is a lot, but we expect a good tournament showing from them. Softball added, three All-Americans?
Yeah.
And two other conference player of the years that are two-way players. So
to go with a roster that is still filled with players who just made it to the national championship.
Yeah. So it's soccer is building on just what they did. Tennis but I expect it to be loaded again next year. Gotta say, softball is still probably team of the year favorites going into next year, unless football can really make a big push. I'll kind of just put that one out there off the top of my head, but I don't know about any records, but obviously the individual awards kind of come as they go. But yeah, records, I don't know what's on the books. We knew Tosh's was coming this year. Mm-hmm. So there's that, but yeah. What do you think?
Nigel's got to be on some maybe NCAA history watches. Yeah, that would be probably if I'm having to predict, I would predict a lot of repeat champions next year. Because if you look at it, women's MVP Nigel Kennedy's coming back.
Gotta be there, probably. Yeah, I mean that's probably MVP, a shoe in. Yeah,
men's MVP JT Toppin. JT Toppin's coming back. And
I'm not going to shoo him in, though.
Not going to shoo him in, but.
J-Rod, your defensive Big 12 player of the year preseason.
Offense, does Barron do what he need him to do to carry you to a Big 12 championship game?
Or
a college football playoff?
Does
Christian Anderson take over?
That could be a possibility.
Is one of your pass rushers, David Bailey, Romello Height, does one of those guys end up being a Tyree Wilson type gear for you, or they're just constantly putting pressure and changing
the definitely defense? More nominees there that could win.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential there. Maybe baseball has some bounce back year. I'm not going to predict that. You know, coach of the year, you're obviously going to be really stacked there. Jerry Glasgow, Graham McCaslin, I have a feeling are going to be back. Can Joey McGuire make the coach of the year list next year? Kind of, you know,
let's hope. Like
Wes Kisley and Tom Stone will have to be dethroned. Trying to think, you know, breakthrough is kind of the one where that'll be fun just because you're waiting for somebody to come out of nowhere next year and be a player that, you know, that the moments, those will be fun ones to kind of look back on because you just have no idea what's going to happen. But I just, you know, it's a huge year, I think, for Tech Athletics. You've obviously done and spent a lot to try to make yourself elite and be able to compete with those at the top. And that's what we're going for. And that's what you need to happen. And so hopefully it's money well spent. Hopefully there's lots of wins and lots of big moments heading up in the 2025 and 2026 years. We will look forward to that. But that will do it for us this week as we crowned our new and first ever Techspies. Congrats to all the athletes. And that'll do it for us this week. Hope you enjoy your weekends. Hope you enjoy listening to our first Techspies. And as always, we will catch y'all at the next tailgate. Peace.